Blackstone Audio presents Worms by Orson Scott Card. Chapter 1. The Heptarch's Daughter. Her tutor woke her well before dawn. Patience felt the chill of the morning through her thin blanket, and her muscles were stiff from sleeping on a hard mat on the floor. Summer was definitely over, and she allowed herself to wish, however briefly, that the north-facing window of her room might be glazed, or at least shuttered, for the winter. It was all part of Father's training to harden and toughen her, to make her despise the luxuries of court and the people who lived for them. She assumed that Angel's ungentle hand on her shoulder was a part of the regimen. What, did I smile in my sleep? Did it look like my dreams were sweet? Thank you, Angel, for rescuing me before I was corrupted forever by some imaginary delight. But when she saw Angel's face, his worried look told her that something was quite wrong. It was not so disturbing that he worried as that he let her see that he worried. Ordinarily, he could hide or show any emotion at will, and had trained her to do the same. "The king has a task for you," whispered Angel. Patience cast off her blanket, took up the bowl of icy water on the windowsill, and poured it over her head. She refused to let her...